Turn back now, or learn the stuff they don't want you to know. Here are the facts. Bees are some of Earth's greatest pollinators. For thousands of years, human beings have worked with bees, harvesting their honey and using their pollinating behavior to grow crops. Managing commercial honeybees is still big business today. Each year, U.S. honeybees pollinate an estimated $15 billion worth of 130 crops. That's everything from almonds to avocados and cherries. But between 2002 and 2006, beekeepers noticed that their hives were failing at an unprecedented rate. Between 30 to 90% of some beekeepers' bees died over the course of a year. The normal rate of attrition usually peaks at 20%. This is known as colony collapse disorder, and it is still continuing. In 2008, over 30% of commercial hives failed, and cases of colony collapse disorder have also been reported in Europe. So what's causing this disorder? Scientists aren't sure, but research has revealed several promising leads, from mites to fungus or viruses. Further research will hopefully reach a breakthrough that allows us to prevent the spread of CCD. That's the mainstream story, but some conspiracy theorists think the scientists are playing dumb. According to these theorists, people have known about the cause of CCD for years and conspired to hide this knowledge from the public. Here's where it gets crazy. Since the story of CCD hit the mainstream, conspiracy theorists have been certain there's something more to the story, and that the US government and businesses are hiding the truth behind CCD. We still don't know the complete causation behind CCD, but the possible factors that scientists have identified include stressors such as the Israeli acute paralysis virus, varroa mites, and neonicotinoid pesticides, especially one called clothianidin. This pesticide angle is the main focus for theorists. According to rumors, these new pesticides were killing the bees, and although the US government knew this pesticide was harmful, the EPA still cleared it for domestic use. Beekeepers like Jim Doan of New York scrupulously avoid exposing their bees to pesticides, especially Bayer's product clothianidin, which they call Poncho. While people have also claimed that cell phone towers could be connected to colony collapse disorder, this theory has been dismissed by the majority of scientists. So when it comes to pesticides, it wouldn't be outrageous to assume this was just another conspiracy theory, except that is, for a few disturbing facts. According to an internal memo published by WikiLeaks, agents at the EPA knew of Poncho's toxic effect on bees, but still allowed Bayer to market the pesticide, granting Poncho a conditional registration despite studies proving that this type of chemical has a clearly toxic effect on non-target insects. Where does this leave us? Scientists are quick to point out that further research is needed to know the full range of stress factors affecting beehives and how these factors interact with each other. Scientists are also understandably skeptical about the sensationalism that often dictates public opinion of ongoing research. But several European countries have already banned Poncho, and scientists at the USDA have also claimed that these pesticides are killing bees. And to conspiracy theorists, colony collapse disorder isn't a case of honest mistakes so much as a case of government and industrial collusion. An attempt to bury something they don't want you to know.
Ha 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 ha! Milk and honey without milk. I work with flowers, it's my work. From this there is no way that I can shirk. No, there is no complex philosophy. It's just because I'm a bee. Unlike the skunk, I do not smell. But I have a thing and it stings like hell. As heroes go, I'm unsung. But step on me and you get stung. You get stung. The cutest bee I've ever seen is our own big fat sexy queen. It's true she hasn't got such great legs, but you should see the girl lay eggs. Whoosh. It's wonderful to be a bee, although there are billions just like me. This hive of mine I call it home. There is no place like comb, sway, comb. Sting me, baby.
Hello, playmates. And now, for no reason at all, I'm going to sing you a little song that made me famous. The song that I made famous. Well, anyway, one of us is very good, and I entitle it The Bee. Oh, what a glorious thing to be, a healthy, grown-up, busy, busy bee, filing away the passing hours, pinching all the pollen from the cauliflowers. I'd like to be a busy, busy bee, being just as busy as a bee can be, flying round the garden, the sweetest ever seen, taking back the honey to the dear old queen. Buzz, 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 honey bee, buzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Buzz, 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 honey bee, buzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Oh, what a glorious thing to be, a healthy, grown-up, busy, busy bee, making hay while time is ripe, building up the honeycomb just like tripe. I'd like to be a busy, busy bee, being just as busy as a bee can be, flying all around the wild hedgerows, stinging all the cows upon the parson's nose. Honey bee, buzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Buzz, 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 honey bee, buzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Buzz, same bee. Buzz. Oh, what a glorious thing to be a healthy grown-up, busy, busy bee. Visiting the picnics, quite a little tease, raising little lumps upon the Boy Scouts' knees. I'd like to be a busy, busy bee, being just as busy as a bee can be, flirting with a butterfly strong upon the wing. Whoopee, oh, death, what is thy sting? Bzz, 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 honeybee, honeybee, bzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Bzz, 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 honeybee, honeybee, bzz, if you like, sting me. Silly bee song, isn't it? Oh, what a glorious thing to be a nice, obedient, busy, busy bee. To be a good bee, one must contrive, for bees in a beehive must be hive. But maybe I wouldn't be a bee. Bees are all right when alive, you see. When bees die, you really should see 'em pinned on a card in a Mookie Museum. Honeybee, honeybee, bzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Honeybee, honeybee, I must buzz off. Bzz, if you like, but don't sting me.
Beekeepers, yes, beekeepers. They've got to want to be. I want to be a beekeeper. I want to keep bees. I don't want them to get away. I want to keep them. They have too much freedom. I want bees on elastic, so when they get pollen, they come back here. My father was a beekeeper before me. His father was a beekeeper before him. I want to walk in their footsteps. And their footsteps were like this. Ah! Ah! I'm covered in bees! Ah! Covered in bees! Because that's your job, isn't it? They must lose it. Beekeepers must lose it occasionally. You know, you're there, you've got the netting. You've got 2,000 bees. And essentially, you're trying to steal honey. Morning, 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 morning. Hello. Hello, knock, knock, coming in, hello. Look, there's a Ferrari over there. Can you see that Ferrari? Yes, it's going very fast, isn't it? Well, good morning, thank you. Must be just walking back with all these bees around. At some point they must go, what the fuck am I doing? I'm covered in bees! Help! I'm covered in bees! And you don't get the normal perks of a normal job like people who work in an office. They have other people there. You can flirt, you know, you can, hey. Hey, you're new here, aren't you? How are you getting on? Look, do you want a coffee? I was just going to get a coffee. I can get you a coffee. Beekeepers can't do that. 2,000 people. Hello there, you in the street. You're new, aren't you? Do you want a cup of coffee? Just no problem. No real problem. Don't want a cup of coffee from you. You're covered in bees. I like my women like I like my coffee. Covered in bees.
Yeah. I have this porch in my apartment where I like to sit outside and write my rhymes. It's not a bad place to work, but there's this bee with a nest nearby that always flies up in my face while I'm writing. Yo, I call him Bee. Aggressive Bee. He flies at me. Aggressively. He seems to like to mess with me. With fear I see. The aggressive bee. Check it out now. Yes, siree. Don't think less of me, but I'm afraid of the aggressive bee, especially when he attacks, and I'm just minding my own beeswax. I try to freeze and breathe deeply, try to wait out the bee till he leaves me, but he won't let me be, so I get the let me be heebie-jeebies. Got my defenses up, my teeth clenched, my whole body tenses up. Should I sing Roxanne or something? Cause that little jerk is all about sting. Does he buzz? Sure he does. He's furious. I'm serious. Not a joke for your funny bone. He's the Attila, the Hun of the honeycomb. There is a pair of wings on the fellow and a ring of black and a ring of yellow, and he gets me wound tight like a string on a cello. He makes me want to frickin' yell and bellow, because he is the what? Aggressive bee. Oh, he flies at me, huh? Aggressively, yo. I guess he'll be the death of me. Ow! with their IP in my Levi's. The aggressive bee flies from his hive and dives at me. No jive, he isn't terrified of me. And it's kind of a surprise to me, cause he's like 1,000 the size of me. Teeny, have a pollen teeny, chill yourself. If you sting me, you'll kill yourself. That ain't worth it, kiddo. You don't wanna make your queen a yellow and black widow. That's not what I want for you. See, the truth is, bee, I'm fond of you. And I feel a bit of a bond with you. Man, I even wrote this song for you. But even if I made the bee appear sweeter, I'm not trying to be his cheerleader. His hostility is excessive. The bee's aggressive. The bee's aggressive to bee. He's aggressive. That bee's aggressive to bee. He's aggressive. That bee's aggressive to bee. He's aggressive. He's B-E-E-A-G-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-E. He's the what? Aggressive bee. Oh, he flies at me, huh? Aggressively, yo. He says bees. Yellow, and he gets me around tight like a string on a cello. Bitch, you wanna freaking do the bellow? Oh, put on the red light. B, you don't have to put on the red light. Oh, he's the aggressive bee.
Buzz, buzz around, buzz around. Buzz, buzz around, buzz around.
Searching far and wide for just where those varmints hide, and once they find them, they'll know what to do. 'Cause when a bunny bee sees our enemies, he reports to the queen of the bunny bees. She sends out the BBBs to zing, zing, zing 'em. Then the enemy flees from the BBBs, and the queen is pleased with the victories. She decrees the bunny bees should sing.
Buzz, 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 buzz,
buzz, buzz. Oh, they search above the mountains and behind the waterfalls. And they search beneath the kudzu vine and by the valley walls. For the bunny bees all knew, if you're stuck without a clue, There ain't that much a BBB can do. 'Cause when a bunny bee sees our enemies, he reports to the queen of the bunny bees. She sends out the BBBs to sing, sing, sing 'em. Then the enemy flees from the BBBs, and the queen is pleased with the victories. She decrees the bunny bees should sing.
Buzz, 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 buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
time to fly out of your mind and into the sky with me. I fly to the land where my hand can see, where my eyes can walk and the mountains throw to me.
I fly to the land where my hand can see, where my eyes can walk and the mountains throw.
I'm here with my knees, run with my nose, smell with my feet, my heart is a rose. Ah! Ah!
Bam, 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 bam. Bam bam ba bam bo.
And this week's Bam Ba Bam Bo is for Alf Herbert and his Marijuana Brass and their hit waxing Spanish Bee.
Oh! I can hear the hum of the lovely endless bum bum bumblebee. Take a little sip from the tiny lips of the endless bumblebee.
Thank you. I could have had Charlie and smiling settled it. I like some bumblebee.
Young, young bumblebee, bumblebee tuna. Bumblebee, bumblebee tuna. Young, young bumblebee, bumblebee tuna. Love us and faith, bumblebee.
He was one is three. A riddle, riddle, away. I see an old man pee up against the tree. He pees a fox and make me laugh. Kiki, kiki. What's the diddy mother so widely belly?
Young, young bumblebee, bumblebee tuna.
Okay, here I am. Yes, it's me, your old pal KBC, and this is another edition of the Bit Slap for you. And today, no surprise, we are paying tribute to our little buzzing friends, the bees. I was inspired this week by the fact that I read a newspaper article and did a little bit more research on it, and apparently there's another threat to the bees out there, as if they weren't already in deep shit as it is. There's something called the tobacco ring spot virus, which is also wreaking havoc in addition to their problem with the mites and the insecticides that we've been dumping on them all these years, and the continuing tragedy of the colony collapse is just really wreaking havoc with agriculture all over the world. You like your fruits and vegetables? You like your pretty flowers? Well, you can thank the bees. And if the bees go away, we are not going to be far behind. So pay attention to the problem. And a solution is needed. I don't know what the solution would be myself. I'm not here to offer solutions. I'm just here to, you know, be the canary in the cat house. Wait, that's not right. Well, anyway, we started today with a little kind of a brief explanation of the problem from Stuff They Don't Want You to Know. I don't know if it's a big conspiracy or anything like that, but it's definitely a problem. And that was, of course, What's Happened to the Bees. You can find a video to that, and there's a couple of videos this week up there, as well as a couple of links to New York Times articles. We heard from Spike Jones, the Jones Laughing Record, Loudon Wainwright III, The Bee Side, The Bee's Song from Arthur Askey in, I believe it was 1937, I don't know, Covered in Bees, Eddie Izzard, Covered in Bees. And then The Aggressive Bee was MC Mr. Napkin, I'm not kidding. Jonathan and Darlene Edwards, Be My Little Baby Bumblebee, The Bunny Bee Song from the Cabbage Patch Kids record, which I have never heard before. I'd like to find out more about that. The Billy Bee Song from Somebody Anonymous, that was pretty strange. Bee and a Beer, The Drunken Bee Song from Eric Zukowskis, video on that for you to look at. The L.S. Bumblebee was Dudley Moore and Peter Cook from 1967. Tintern Abbey from about the same time, B-side. And the Bumblebee Tuna Song. How could we forget? That was Mephiscopheles. All right, so we're having fun with the bees, but they're in deep shit. So don't laugh too hard. They may be on the way out. And you, right behind them. More after this.
I always do what's right, I never do anything wrong. I'm a rob-a-room doobie, a doobie all day long.
Doobie, a sidewalk player.
Doobie, a sidewalk player.
Don't be a street player.
Don't be a street player.
Doobie, a car sitter.
Doobie, a car sitter.
Don't be a car stander.
Don't be a car stander.
Doobie, a plate cleaner.
Doobie, a plate cleaner.
Don't be a food fussy.
Don't be a food fussy.
Doobie, a play safe.
Doobie, a play safe.
Don't be a match toucher.
Don't be a match toucher.
Sidewalk player.
Sidewalk player.
Car sitter.
Car sitter.
Plate cleaner.
Plate cleaner.
Play safe.
Play safe. Ooh, I always do what's right, I never do anything wrong. I'm a rob-a-room doobie, a doobie all day long.
I'm gonna have to put you down. You begin to treat me like a clown. You have hurt me once before. You ain't gonna hurt me anymore. Shoo-wee, you hurt me like a bee.
Bumblebee, a female bumblebee.
I give you everything you want. I like my soul and all of my fanny. But you didn't seem to realize that you were living in paradise.
Shoo-wee, you hurt me like a bee.
Bumblebee, a female bumblebee.
Don't you know I cry night after night just one thing before you go?
Don't ever call me for no more.
Now baby, ain't no need to cry. I'm sick and tired of you lying. You have hurt me again and again. I'm sorry baby, this is the end.
Like a bee.
Bumblebee, a female bumblebee. Chewie. You love me like a bee. Bumblebee, a female bumblebee.
I got a bumblebee. Don't say nobody but me. And I tell the world, he got all the stinger I need. And he makes better honey, any bumblebee I ever seen. And he makes better honey, any bumblebee I ever seen. And when he makes it, Lord, how he make me scream. He gets to flying and buzzing, singing everybody he meets. He gets to flying and buzzing, singing everybody he meets. Lord, I wonder why my bumblebee wanna mistreat me. I've been looking for him, my bumblebee, so long, so long. My bumblebee got ways just like a natural man. My bumblebee got ways just like a natural man. He's saying somebody everywhere he
lay. Yesterday, I do receive a very nice message with an email from somebody that do see my DJ show yesterday. They say, Flula, I love you. You are the bee's knees. They sound nice, you know. The bee's knees. You know, I think about this and I think for one quarters of your day as the bee's knees, you are the knees of the bee, you are in the hive, you know, and all the bee buddies are there, you are hanging out with the bees, and there is honey all over a place. And the feet of the bees, those are inside the honey. And the knee is close to the feet. So, pew, much honey for me. Morning breakfast, nice. Thank you very much, Mr. B, for that one, you know. They start very nice. I'm still sticky from the honey. But then B go to the real world outside. Then they turn to shit. Here you are, the knee of the bee. The bee has had much honey as well, so it is making bowel movings all over a place. Make a guess of the bowel moving arena, yeah? This is close to the knee. So I see and hear and smell all of the things coming out of the bee. Then we are flying around. We're landing on the flowers with pollinations and dust and flower dirt and all this. Yeah, well, I'm sticky from the honey, so all of these things are sticking to me. And then bee, you know, is going to go probably to a dumpster garbage place, yeah? And sitting there with all the gross things and the diapers that are dirty with, like, diaper gravy. I touch this because I'm the knee of the bee. I'm inside of that. Yeah, thanks, bee.
Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing around your hive. Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing around your hive. Well, I can make honey, baby, let me come inside. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. Well, when you hear me buzzing, baby, some stinging is going on. Well,
buzz a while. Sting it then. Well, I'm a king bee, want you to be my queen. Well, I'm a king bee, want you to be my queen. Together we can make honey the world have never seen. All night long. Well, I'm a king bee, can buzz all night long. Well, I can buzz better, baby, when your man is gone.
Did you ever hear the story about the bumblebee who gave a cocktail party for his family? And when he got as high as he could be, he invaded a nudist colony. Buzz, 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 oh my, oh me. Buzz, 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 oh golly gee. Buzz, 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 oh what a spree. When the bumblebee invaded the nudist colony. Now Sister Jenny, wearing just her birthday suit, was strutting around the colony acting like she was cute. She plainly thought she was just about it until that bumblebee stung her on a big fat buzz, 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 oh my, oh me. Buzz, 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 oh golly gee. Buzz, 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 it was an awful spree when the bumblebee invaded the nudist colony. Mama Daisy, acting like a baby girl, naked is the first day she came in the world. She was walking around acting like a nut until that bumblebee stung her on a big fat buzz, 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 oh my, oh me. Buzz, 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 oh golly gee. Buzz, 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 it was an awful spree when the bumblebee invaded the nudist colony. Now Big Fat Bill was naked as he could be. He was happy to be living in the colony. Old Bill got tired and laid down in the grass. Then the bee came along and stung him on his big fat buzz, 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 oh my, oh me. Buzz, 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 oh golly gee. Buzz, 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 it was an awful spree when the bumblebee invaded the nudist colony.
The girls like men, a rooster likes a hen, but why does a bee like his honey? The ducks like drakes, and they call them sugar cakes, but why does a bee like his honey? The world goes round, nature has a plan, and I have found a lady likes a man. The birds in the trees have affinities, but why does a bee like his honey? A cow's moo-moo can call a bolt a woo, but why does a bee like his honey? A duck's quack-quack can call his sweetie back, but why does a bee like his honey? When does get low, they always call a moose, and you all know a gander loves a goose. A lonesome fish gives papa's tail a swish, but why does a bee like his honey? Someone says, a wolf is at your door. The great big bears have their love affairs, but why does a bee like his honey?
Bumblebee bee. A bumblebee will buzz, but that ain't all he does, and I ain't the fool that I used to was. I'm gonna let the bumblebee be. Thank you.
honeybee shun up from the colony, and they won't let me in. So I left the hive, they took away all my straps and broke off both my wings. So I'll find another tree and make the wind my friend. I'll just sing with the birds, they'll tell me secrets of the world. But my other honeybee stuck where he doesn't want to be. But my darling honeybee, I'll come save you, even if it means I'd have to face the queen. Now, bottom, bum, bottom, bum. Ba da da ba ba. So I'll come prepared. My new friends say they would help me get my loved one back. They say it isn't right, the bees have control of your mind, but I choose not to believe that. So we'll meet in the darkness of the night, and I promise I will be there on time. We'll be guided by my new friends, the butterflies bring us back to our own little hive. Oh, my other honeybee, no longer stuck where he doesn't want to be. Darling honeybee, I have saved you, and now that you're with me, we could make our own honey. Oh, ba-dum, bum, ba-dum, bum. Ba-da-da-da-ba-ba-da-dum.
I've met a wonderful man. And I think we're going to have a beautiful relationship together. He followed me out of the bank the other day and spontaneously bought me flowers. Actually, he held up the flowers and said that he wished that he could buy them for me, but that he'd left his wallet at home. So I bought the flowers, and we laughed and walked and talked, and he told me all about himself. I mean, how can I resist? I'm bringing home a baby bumblebee. Won't my mama be so proud of me? I'm bringing home a baby bumblebee. Ooh-wee, it stung me. I probably should have resisted. Never trust a man. Why didn't I read those articles in Self Magazine more carefully? I probably could have avoided this. The man is married, okay? Married, a thief, and a lousy lover, too. I definitely should have resisted. I'm squishing up my baby bumblebee. Won't Gloria Steinem be so proud of me? I'm squishing up my baby bumblebee. Ooh-wee, it's all over me. I've got to do something about my life. I can't believe this has happened to me again. I'm thinking of starting a line of evil voodoo greeting cards. Licking up my baby bumblebee. I don't want evidence of my stupidity. I'm licking up my baby bumblebee. Ew-oh, ew-oh, ew-oh. You know, I was still nurturing a tender, broken heart when my visa bill rolled in. Up to its limit in purchases that I don't recall making. And oddly enough, old Mr. Marriedhead's phone has been disconnected. But you know, it really doesn't matter. Tonight I went for the first time to a New Age support group that I read about in the newspaper, and I'm already beginning to feel my anger dissolve away. I'm throwing up my baby bumblebee. Won't my bulimic past lives be so proud of me? I'm throwing up my baby bumblebee. Ooh. Meditation and therapy take up a lot of my time now. But that's all right, I have very little money to go out since I started donating 80% of my wages to the Crystal Light and Breakfast Cereal Healing Center. I've learned to laugh and play like a child all over again. The married man and the creditors notices me nothing compared to the personal development I feel in my deep and centered heart. I realize that I am in love with my instructor. There is a light in his eyes as bright as the aura around his head. With our mantras, we channel the world's energy into him, and the orgasms are like lightning through the mirror of my soul. Ooh-wee. Never trust a man. I can't believe I said that once. I'm bringing home another bumblebee. Won't my mama be so proud of me? I'm bringing home another bumblebee. Ooh-wee.
കയ്യിൽ നിനക്കു തരാൻ സ്നേഹം മാത്രമേയുള്ളല്ലോ എന്റെ കയ്യിൽ നിനക്കു തരാൻ സ്നേഹം മാത്രമേയുള്ളല്ലോ
എന്റെ കയ്യിൽ നിനക്കു തരാൻ ജീവൻ മാത്രമേ ഉള്ളല്ലോ
ബേബി 1 2 3 4
സരിഗമ പത്ത നിസ സുന്ദരിയേ ഐ ലവ് യു സനിത പ മകരിസ പ്ലീസ് ലുക്ക് അറ്റ് മീ ടൂ
സരിഗമ പത്ത നിസ എന്റെ പൊന്നു സുന്ദര സനിത പ മകരിസ ഇങ്ങോട്ടൊന്നു നോക്കിയേ
Bumblebee, my bumblebee, where are you, my bumblebee? Bumblebee, my bumblebee, where are you, my bumblebee?
Bumblebee, my bumblebee, where are you, my bumblebee? Bumblebee, my bumblebee, where are you, my bumblebee?
Shaka laka, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Shaka laka, baby.
സുന്ദര സുരമല സ്വപ്നമണിഞ്ഞൊരു സുന്ദര നീതാനേ ചന്ദന ഗന്ധവ തമ്പുറ മീട്ടുന്ന യാമിനിയും നീതാ ഹാ സുന്ദര സുരമല സ്വപ്നമണിഞ്ഞൊരു സുന്ദര നീതാനേ
ലുക്ക് അറ്റ് ദാറ്റ്
ചന്ദന ഗന്ധവ തമ്പുറ മീട്ടുന്ന യാമിനിയും നീതാ
ഓ മൈ ഗോഡ്
ദേവതയും നീതാ എൻ സൂപ്പർ സ്റ്റാറും നീതാ
ഐ ലൈക്ക് ഇറ്റ് ഓ യാ ഐ ലൈക്ക് ഇറ്റ്
എൻ ദേവനും നീതാ എൻ സൂപ്പർ സ്റ്റാറും നീതാ
എന്നെന്നും എന്നെന്നും എന്നെ പുൽകുന്ന കോൾമായി കുളിരാണ് നീ എന്റെ കയ്യിൽ നിനക്കു തരാൻ സ്നേഹം മാത്രമേയുള്ളല്ലോ
I feel too much dum dum dum. Bumblebee, my bumblebee, where are you, my bumblebee? Come on, everybody, wave your hands.
All right, now I have to confess that if you'll notice, if you take a look at the playlist, you'll see that every single title has the word bee in it. I could not find anything by searching under Sting or Buzz or Busy Buzz or anything like that. Look up Buzz yourself and see what you get. You're going to get links to Colorado, okay? But I was really worried I wouldn't have enough material until I looked up Bumblebee. And guess what happened? So anyway, we started with the Romper Room. And I could see your back straightening up as soon as you heard that. You're like, uh-oh, I'm going to be good. And that was, of course, the Doobie song. Bumblebee from the Tads. And I think that was the original version of that song. It was covered quite adequately by Laverne Baker and the Searchers, but I like that version a lot. The Bumblebee Blues was Big Mama Thornton and the Muddy Waters Band. Memphis Minnie from 1930. The new Bumblebee. A guy named Flula. Some guy from, I guess, Germany, and that was the Bee's Knees. I'm a King Bee from Slim Harpo. The Stones covered that, of course. The Bumblebee Invaded the Nudist Colony was Billy Mitchell. The Corn Cobblers after that with Stan Fritz. And, yeah, you could probably say that they're a poor man's Hoosier Hot Shots, but that's not entirely fair. They had a whole thing going themselves. And that was Why Does a Bee Love His Honey? The Six Jumping Jacks after that, featuring Tom Stax, and that was I'm Gonna Let the Bumblebee Be. Honeybee after that, Z Avi. She's from Borneo, and I like her a lot. And then Maren Cadell, Bringing Home a Baby Bumblebee. Remember that from, like, the Disney cartoons? And I mean, Bugs Bunny? Anyway, that was a different take on that I thought was interesting. The Bumblebee song, Bringing Up the Best for Last, Tom's Matthews. I like that one a whole lot. So that brings us up to where we are. So don't forget to check the playlist page for videos. There's a couple of links to New York Times articles. You can inform yourself about the major problem that we have here. Global warming is, you know, a problem itself, but I think this one's a little bit more immediate because this is not going to take 200 years to unfold. This is going to be, this could finish us off by 10 or 12 years from now. All right? So, all right. Anyway, so we did birds last week. We did the bees this week. Next week, something sort of related. Different direction altogether. You're going to be surprised, but there is a relationship somewhat. And then in 2 weeks, we'll have our annual Valentine's show. No cat show this week. I'm waiting to refill the steaming heap of cat songs. I don't like to do the same thing over and over again. So anyway, have a good week. Super Bowl? Okay. Denver, 23-17. Okay. And that's about it. So have a good week. Love you all, and see you later.
Shut up! a man can be. This heart of mine is buzzing like a bumblebee. I'm rocking like a sailboat on the wind of sea. My honeybee, see what you're doing to me. And everybody wants to know the secret of the reason why my eyes are like a lamp of love. I'll never have to tell them why I'm all the glow. For when they see you, baby, they'll be in the know. My honeybee, give all your loving to me. From your tender lips, the sweetest honey drips. And do I feel so fine when you hold me tight? I feel it all my might. And to think of honeybee that you are my, my, mine, oh, mine, oh, mine. I've been a willing since the day we met. It's spinning like a motor in a super jet. I've got to tell you, baby, you're the greatest yet. I want the world to know that you're my private pet, my honeybee. You are an angel to me. From your tender lips, the sweetest honey drips. And do I feel so fine when you hold me tight? I feel with all of my might. And to thank a honeybee that you are my, 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 oh, my, oh, my. I've been no real than since the day we met. It's spinning like a motor in a super jet. I've got to tell you, baby, you're the greatest yet. I want the world to know that you're my private pet, my honeybee. You are an angel to me, my honeybee. You are an angel to me, my honeybee. You are an angel to me.
Gee, Dad, can I go outside and play with that new stick that you bought me?
Just remember, son, it's never a good idea to play baseball with a hornet's nest.